Socialism 2017, organizing to fight back. Over 1,000 workers, young people, campaigners, activists, trade unionists, students and international guests gathered in central London on November 12 for Socialism 2017. It felt clear to all that this was our biggest event to date. The serious, determined and enthusiastic mood was contagious, and left many wanting to get even more stuck into the battles and workplaces and communities across the country. We celebrated the centenary of the Russian Revolution throughout the weekend, and were inspired in particular by the work of our sister parties in the US and Catalonia. But as Han Asel, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary, pointed out in the closing rally, this wasn't just about the faraway or the historical. Socialism 2017 was about taking those lessons, and using them in the here and now. The financial appeal at the Saturday night rally raised over £42,000 and many joined, or expressed an interest, in joining the Socialist Party. Saturday rally, revolutionary movements then and now. James Ivins. Behind the platform, moving pictures. Petrograd workers in black and white. Marchers today in color. Their impatient strides the same. Who would believe that the janitor or watchman of the court building would suddenly become Chief Justice of the Court of Appeals, or the hospital orderly manager of the hospital? The lamentations of at Sarah's General opened the rally for socialism in the centenary of the Russian Revolution. Chairing was Ser Arak, editor of The Socialist. The Bolsheviks, under the leadership of Trotsky and Lenin, had believed it. And they fought for it. And they led the working class to win it. But Peter Taaffe, General Secretary of the Socialist Party, noted that now we find the revolution and its lessons are ignored. Why? Because revolution is on the agenda. The profit system is turning inside out. We are regaled every day by a blizzard of facts such as in the Paradise Papers. This is not tax evasion or avoidance. This is theft, on a gargantuan scale. The bosses are wrestling with their own panic. The ruling classes face massive splits on a world scale. In the US, Donald Trump could split the Republican Party. The world left renaissance could also split the Democrats. And in Britain, Labour remains two parties in one. Of course we support Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity program. But, Peter asks of Jeremy Corbyn, do your own members, Blairite councillors, support your program in local government, who are carrying through cuts? We do not want another 1931, where the right kept quiet, and then stabbed the labor movement in the back, forming a national government with part of the Tories. Those people who are opposed to Corbyn, at council level, we will oppose them. By all means possible. Why did the Russian Revolution triumph? It was the Bolshevik Party and its policy of no compromise with the capitalist enemy. Long live the Russian Revolution. Long live Marx, Engels, Lenin and Trotsky and all the nameless heroes of the working class. Long live our own revolution. That is a future worth fighting for. Workers in the PCS Union, organized civil servants, rank among those heroes today. The Tory pay cap has straightened public sector workers' lives for 7 years. And our answer, said Chris Bohr, the rally's opening speaker, has been a consultative pay ballot, with 99% voting to reject the pay cap, and nearly 80% in a vote to take action. Chris is a long-standing union militant and Socialist Party member. He's been elected Assistant General Secretary of PCS, since 2004. I'm proud of the contribution I've made over 3 decades of work. This includes helping defeat one of the most reactionary leaderships in the British trade union movement in the CPSA, predecessor of the PCS. Cabinet papers released this year prove a conspiracy between the Thatcher government and that right-wing leadership. Union bureaucrats connive to deny John McCready, a supporter of Militant, the Socialist Party's forerunner, his elected position as leader. And last year, the mother of all recruitment exercises foiled a Tory maneuver aimed at removing thousands of union members. Chris wants to build the coordinated industrial action needed to force back such an enfeebled Tory government. But to counter the vast imbalance of wealth and power between capital and labor also means offering an alternative to a failed capitalist system, offering the vision of a socialist society. Alternatives are rising again. Ian Mearns, Labour MP for Gateshead, is one of Jeremy Corbyn's few allies in Westminster. In the Labour Party now, nationalisation is no longer a dirty word. And guess what? Socialism isn't a dirty word either. Comrades, this government isn't on the verge of crisis. It isn't about to collapse. It is collapsing. Meanwhile, Ian says, Labour is not reunited, but we are reuniting. This is one of our points of difference. A battle is needed to kick out the Blairites. Ian is a former member of the militant-led Labour Party Young Socialists, IS. He wants Labour to become a campaigning movement again. We've never done political education. The political education I got in the IS was from the IS and the militant. Corbyn's promise of nationalisation of the railways and water isn't revolutionary. But socialism is now re-emerging as a mainstream concept. National liberation struggles are re-emerging too. Coral Latour is General Secretary of Catalonia's Sindicat d'Estudiants, Students' Union. People tired with the rule of the Spanish and Catalan oligarchy have filled the streets to fight against those who impose austerity and oppress us. The Sindicat d'Estudiants organized 4 student general strikes, leading to a general strike of workers. 150,000 marched in Barcelona. It was proved that with mass mobilizations, of course we can defeat an unjust law. And it doesn't matter how many times the state tried to forbid the referendum, or how many policemen they sent. We see that revolutionary potential in the movement. But we do not fight to install the same Catalan ruling class that have provoked misery. Els caras seran sempre els nostres, the streets will be forever ours. For a socialist Catalonia. For a socialist world. 2017 also marks 40 years since mass pickets defended low-paid strikers at Grunwick, most Asian, most women. Socialist Party member Issa Priyar of Tamil Solidarity said that today, refugees living in Britain are amongst the most oppressed in our society. They languish 4 years in detention centres. Inside they work for as little as £1 an hour, cheap labour for greedy bosses. Outside they are denied the basic rights such as the right to work or study. But the refugee rights campaign is led by refugees organising to win these rights. And they want the backing of the trade union movement. A block of refugees and supporters stood and brandished their demands. The shining smiles of class fighters surrounding them showed delight in finding new comrades in the struggle. That struggle needs resources. Lenin looked at finance as a measure of the strength of Bolshevik support in the working class, said Paula Mitchell, Socialist Party London Regional Secretary. Paula presided over a stunning collection. Goal, £30,000. Received, £42,021. You could say that socialists are the original crowdfunders. But new, mass participation does not end at donation. Millions of people are now clamoring for a left-wing agenda, even a radical agenda, something the democratic establishment is not prepared to give. Gshama Sawant, Seattle City Council member for Socialist Alternative, the Socialist Party's co-thinkers in the United States. For all the candidates who have won this year on the Democratic ticket, we will need to see. This will be a test. Trump's administration is in crisis mode, month after month. But the bosses are caught in a vice grip. Neither party dares move to impeach. They fear the damage to the whole establishment. Socialist Alternative lights the way with its audacity. It helped mobilize 50,000 protesters after Trump's election. It shut down SeaTac Airport to oppose his travel ban. It led the victorious fight for a $15 minimum wage in Minneapolis. And while the right wing has been emboldened enough to call their own rallies, including in Charlottesville, the response, the counter-protests, have been even larger. We are indeed moving into a stage of revolt.